Carol Ofori. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.
If you just joined us, it's your daytime queen, Carol Ofori. On the 1st of December, it's not only December, boss, but it's also World AIDS Day. And on the show today, we have definitely been giving you as much information as possible. And just as I keep saying, you know, back to factory settings. You know, when your phone's not working properly, you reset it to back to factory settings so that it works properly. And with 2 years of COVID, we've forgotten about every other ailment, every other virus, every other disease that's affecting South Africans on the ground. And one that was being there before COVID is the HIV and AIDS. So for me, this is a cause that's very close to my heart. I've spoken time and time again about how I've lost family to this virus. And also, I've also spoken quite candidly about how I have family members who are living healthy and happy lives as they have disclosed, and they don't feel like they have a secret or carrying a burden by themselves, right? Because the support is there. Just like someone who says, I've got cancer, or someone who says, I've got diabetes, the family's there to support them, check up on them. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Just like that. So today, we've been doing that. I did an HIV test in the previous hour, and I encourage you to know your status. And we spoke just a few minutes ago to Michelle from Shepherd's Keep, and they deal with abandoned babies. And right now, this lady literally sent me a message two, three days ago, when we started talking about what I wanted to do today. And Jillian, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for getting in touch. And we were just chatting off air about what made you send the message.
Being able to relate to what you were saying, Carol. Yeah, and I felt the need to share my story, and yeah. I'm sure there's other people that could be able to relate as well.
100%. So if you're just joining us, we are live on Facebook as well. Jillian is here to share her story. Her brother lost his life to HIV and AIDS, and a big part of that was him not sharing with anybody. He kept it to himself, and only at later stages did she find out. Do you want to share with us, you know, the story of your brother and where the story is now?
Okay, so in 2019, I got a call from my brother to tell me that he needed to speak to me about something, and he would speak to me when he sees me, and it was, oh, you can't do that, I need to speak to you right now.
Right.
Which was terrible, because he broke the news to me that he was HIV positive. Needless to say, at that point, I was oblivious to HIV. I wasn't affected, I wasn't infected, I knew nothing about it.
Right.
So I was already planning funerals and things like that.
Right.
Spoke to her, and I was like, how long have you known about this, Gareth? And he said to me it had been about 5 years. He'd not been on any treatment. Why? Mm. Why did you wait so long?
Mm.
And he was so afraid that we wouldn't love him anymore. He was so afraid and so embarrassed and so filled with shame that he just kept it to himself.
Mm.
By the time we eventually did get him onto ARVs, his CD4 count was on 4. Mm. 200 is an acceptable, you know, level. Anyway, we proceeded with the ARVs, and just noteworthy as well, HIV is a virus, but it affects you emotionally and physically and mentally and your family as well. It's, you know, so I took it upon myself to learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I've learned, it didn't take away the fact that he's passed away now. He died on the 11th of April last year. And talking about stigma, I was even afraid to share with people after that why he had died.
All right.
Because people did roll their eyes, and people did give me funny looks and whatever, and that's his story.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I felt very shameful about initially, I'm now proud of.
Yeah.
I'm able to sit here with you today and share my story. Just because somebody has HIV, like your family members as well,
mm-hmm.
catch it soon enough. Don't be embarrassed. Speak to the people that love you. Reach out. There's people that can help.
Yeah.
And you can live a perfectly normal life.
100%.
There is help.
There is help. And that is why for me today is so important that people get tested, you know your status, so that you are able to get onto the relevant treatment. Because the longer you leave it, the more the virus attacks your body, and it becomes more difficult for you to fight it, you know, for your immune system to take it on. What has been the biggest lesson for Jillian in this whole experience? What have you learned?
Non-judgment. Mm. Acceptance. Compassion.
I'm going to cry. That's powerful. Because we live in a world that's so judgmental.
Non-judgment. It's like, who am I to judge? When he was dying, we took him to the Hillcrest Aid Center. He was in the respite unit. Those nurses did not know him from a bar of soap.
Yeah.
But they loved him more than I could possibly have loved him at that point.
Wow.
You know, complete compassion, non-judgment. They even helped me understand. And I'm just a tiny little person in this world that has had this experience. And, yeah, it's changed me for better.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it doesn't hurt. These days that I still cry and I feel guilty that I didn't know more.
Yeah.
That I couldn't help more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm proud of him today. I'm proud of him and 'cause he's taught me something.
Yeah.
So.
'Cause he's taught you something. That is just so, so powerful. I'm going to ask you, Jillian, as we wrap up, like, what's your message to someone listening right now who's so scared to tell their sister or their brother or their mom or whoever is in any other thing in life their confidant, but with their status, they do not feel safe to share that?
Don't be scared. You're going to hurt them more by passing away one day and not facing and owning it. That's what I said in my voice note. Own it. Face it. And people don't just stop loving you because of a virus.
Yeah.
In fact, they'll probably love you more.
Wow. Speaking about loving you more, we got a message here that Rory's come to point out to me, actually. Noella sent a message. She says, so sorry, Jillian. I remember your brother so fondly from plantations. We were all, as an estate, so proud of him. May he rest in peace. That's a message from Noella.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming in and being so brave. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for sharing your brother's story with someone right now who's at a crossroads. You have helped them make the decision for their life. Whatever that decision may be, you have helped them make a decision for their lives. And most importantly, you've helped somebody who may have been petrified to just find a little bit more courage to share with someone that they love so they can get the support. Because it's in life, we need support just to live life. So imagine going through a life-changing situation, right? Mm-hmm. You need support. You cannot do anything in life by yourself. You just cannot. So bless you, Jillian.
Thank you.
And bless your family and everybody. And just sending lots of love to all of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Well, that's where we'll leave it today, friends. I hope that you've been inspired. I hope that you will read up more on this virus. If you found that you're a little bit ignorant in this space, there's nothing more than just learning more about it, opening your heart. And as Jillian said, you know, she learned non-judgment. That's the biggest thing she learned about this. We live in such a judgy society, so... I leave you with that. My job here is done.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.